It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump for today, Monday, February 10th, 2020 years after the Common Era, or whatever it is now. So let's get, it's a Monday, and let's face it, folks, we are in February after the Super Bowl. That is death for sports. Unfortunately, there are tons of sports media outlets that need to create content. We are one of them. But what we're going to do, rather than creating content, is comment on the content created by the other sports outlets, if that makes sense. In a segment that I'm going to call Monday Mockery. Hopefully there's a sound effect under there. And I can just say, no, they're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you. It's Monday Mockery, where we take a look at some other sports stories and make a mockery of them. We'll start out with, of course, the most mockable story of all, NFL mock drafts. We are only 68 days or 77 days or at least 2 months away from the draft. And we are going to see 14 versions of the same draft. Now, I will tell you what I'm going to do for our sports dump, our mock draft, is we're going to take one of these very early mock drafts and move it like up one pick and then see if we're more accurate than they are, or down one pick. I'm not sure how it's going to work yet. Either way, it will be the least amount of work on our part for doing a mock draft. And yet, I'm predicting it will be as accurate as any other mock draft out there, within a plus or minus of 3 points, like all polls, of course. So this is the season we are entering mock draft. Of course, Todd McShay has his mock draft, I think maybe even 2.0 already. And I don't know if they put out 2.1s or 2.2s, but this is what we're dealing with here. Various versions of a fake draft that is going to be completely different because they never even do trades or anything either. So what I'm saying to you folks is ignore all mock drafts that come across your plate, except for our mock draft, because it will be just as useless as all the others, but we are admitting it. Okay, I like that. That was a good Monday mockery. Maybe a little laughter there. Maybe not. I don't know how much production we're going to put in here. And the next Monday mockery is, this is off the story that Philip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers have announced they're what? Nothing. His contract ran out, and they're announcing that they're not going to sign it. Like, we don't need to announce not happening things. Because if that's the case, we're going to be announcing an infinite number of things. Because if you think about it, an infinite number of things are not happening right now, anywhere, and everywhere, always. So when you tell a story or you print a story about something that's not happening, that could literally be anything. Philip Rivers is also not, you know, crapping out gold bars, literally. But you don't see anyone reporting on that. So this is another fabricated story where we're also going to hear Tom Brady and the Patriots have agreed he will not re-sign with them. Well, maybe that's what they agreed on when his contract ran out. Like, this is another story that needs... Tell me when he signs with someone, because guess what? Right now, Philip Rivers is not signing with 29 teams next season, I guarantee. Okay. Mockery. Monday mockery. I mock you, Philip Rivers, and whoever printed the story about... I mean, it's like the story when he moved. He moves to Florida. Well, his family's from there. So, like, let's not, I don't know. I don't care where somebody moves. It's okay. It's Monday Madness as well. By the way, Medieval Madness is the best pinball game ever created. That's just a side note. That's a freebie for you. If you ever find Medieval Madness and you're in a place that has a pinball game that's Medieval Madness, if you ever find it and it's not the pinball game, it's probably a disease, Medieval Madness. But if you find the pinball game, take some time, put 50 cents in there, play the game. The voices of Tina Fey and maybe Rachel Dratch and Kevin Dorff, I believe, are on that game. And Scott Atsit, perhaps. A couple names you might recognize. Anyway, moving on. Monday Mockery. And this has to do with Monday Night Football. And the NFL are wanting to flex the Monday night games. And here's what the mockery is. The mockery on this is that the NFL gives the half a fragment of a shit about any of its patrons. Because here's what flex Monday nights mean. You bought tickets for a Monday night football game. They're like, your team sucks. We're moving this game to Sunday afternoon. You may have plans Sunday afternoon. Well, the NFL doesn't give a shit. Or maybe you bought tickets for a Sunday game and your team's having a great season and you're excited to go to it. And then the NFL's like, wow, your team's good. We're going to move this game that you bought tickets to Monday night. Well, you got plans Monday night. Now what happens? The NFL hates everyone except for the 30 owners and Roger Goodell. Other than that, everyone is hated by the NFL. And the NFL schedule is so dumb, they want to add another week and make players play another week. I've been saying this for a long time. Here's another thing. This is more mockery for the NFL. 18-week schedule, 2 bye weeks for every team. That way when a team plays their Thursday night game, it's not off of a Sunday. They've had a bye before, and then they have the natural bye after, and then you've got another bye week. Every player gets more time off. You can stagger the Thursday night game so nobody has to play after a Sunday. And you get 18 weeks to broadcast to the people. And that's all you care about anyway. Obviously, if you're going to switch around people's seats on Monday or Sunday night and all you care about are the TV ratings, then just add a week of TV and you don't have to add another home or visiting game for all the teams. You stupid idiots. If someone can reach the NFL, tell them the 18-week schedule with 2 bye weeks is perfect. It's right there for them. I would like full credit for that. You can mock the NFL every Monday. They're ridiculous. I still watch the game, so. Monday mockery topic number 4. And I don't know if I numbered the ones before, but they were 1 through 3. Pebble Beach. Golf in general. And again, if you want to take a nap on a Sunday, put some golf on. Or Saturday. But Pebble Beach is the pro-am. So it's got a special layer of kind of privilege and the difference between the classes there. Pebble Beach, of course, very famous on the ocean course in Northern California, and they play this tournament for years, and now it's a pro-am with all these celebrities who come play. Now, I caught 2 minutes of it, and I believe there was like the CEO of some huge company somehow wedged his way in as the pro-am celebrity. Now, I'm sure this CEO guy, you know, he plays golf every day while he's making 100 times what anyone else at the company makes. He gets to play golf every day as well. You would think the people who work and make a fraction of it would be playing golf to justify their low wage. But no, it's the guy making the most money playing the golf. Isn't that always the way? So I'm a little negative on golf to begin with. And as a slight tangent, I know Malcolm Gladwell's kind of a weird dude and you know, take or leave. And I'm in, you know, some stuff I like, some I don't. But he wrote did a podcast. It's called A Good Walk Spoiled. It's about golf. And if you listen to it and you're not a completely selfish and greedy person, I think you'll be off golf too. However, we'll talk about the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And the fact that this rich billionaire CEO gets to be, he's not Bill Murray. Now, if Bill Murray wants to do something, we all give him permission because he seems pretty lighthearted about it. So he gets away with it. But for CEOs, just skip. This is not a good time for you to be doing anything in public, basically, is what I'm saying. Okay? All right. Moving on. Now it's Monday mockery, and I don't know if this is like an opposite of mockery. I personally don't know what the opposite of mockery is, but that's a personality flaw, perhaps. But whatever it is, we're going to it right now. So anti-mockery, I guess praise, perhaps? But I kind of want to fall short of that as well. But the XFL is essentially what I'm leading to. It's a not mockery. Monday, not mockery. I don't know if there's some sound effect that would go in there. We'll see in post. But the XFL, while not being the greatest football I've ever seen, had enough interesting innovations to justify the almost two entire games I watched on Saturday, and bits, tiny bits, of the Sunday games, which were worse anyway. First of all, I like the kickoff, the way they do it, where the players are lined up 5 yards apart, and then they can't move until the guy catches the ball. This prevents those huge collisions from big distances. I also think it'll create some long touchdown runs eventually once people figure out how to do it. Running clock. The two games on Saturday were 2 hours. That's much better. And especially if it's not going to be as great a brand of football. You can't make us watch that much football for that long. But you might be able to make us watch football for a little while. So they've done a good job with that. And their instant replay is better. Where it's just, you know, you're seeing it, they're doing it, they're showing it. Boom. You see how they got it right or got it wrong. And they seem to get it right every time this time. You don't need to throw a flag to get something right. All this appeals and stuff, that's the mockery. More NFL. Ridiculous. Here's a honorable mention, Monday mockery. Bobby Knight at IU. All the praise he got and everything. And we're going to be seeing a little bit more of this now, folks, because of the tragedy of Kobe Bryant, people didn't have the chance to tell him how much he meant to them. So what we're going to see is all these people, whether their background, you know, Rush Limbaugh gets the medal or whatever, and he said some pretty horrible things. Bobby Knight certainly has a mixed history, but he gets to go back to Indiana, get his kind of living eulogy and enjoy everything without any of it being brought up. And I got to say, if you're going to bring it up to anybody, I'd kind of want to see Bobby Knight's response, ultimately, because it would make more news, but you know you'd be getting this, you wouldn't be getting anything fake out of him. So that's kind of an honorable mention because it's an old guy, but he's not a great guy, but they kind of ignored all that. And I feel like in this post-Kobe tragedy environment, I'm predicting we're going to see a few more of these, like, well, let's just honor him and forget that bad stuff. And then, you know, he'll die and we'll talk about it when it's appropriate. Although when that's appropriate is still a line too, apparently. But that's just a Monday mockery kind of afterthought. Yeah. And one last note, a news note. XFL, here's another reason it's not a mockery. They've already fired a defensive coordinator after one game. I know we don't like to break news, but when it happens, I kind of have to say it. And it's Pepper Johnson, former New York Giant middle linebacker Pepper. I'll always be a fan. All right, folks, we'll be back later this week. We're supposed to have a new guest we haven't had in a while, so look forward to that. My friend Brendan Hunt, the unlikely fan on Twitter, soccer follower, and all sports, basketball as well. So that'll be later in the week. We'll be talking about shit then, and, you know, we'll have more jokes and shit for you later. Have a good one. Oh, an announcement. You can listen to us on iTunes or Spotify. We're not on Facebook anymore. We are on Twitter at Sports Dump Show. Please follow so we can interact with you and eventually try to squeeze money out of you. Not yet. We're honest about that. Or go to Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. So what's the use of me quitting Facebook? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Instagram is the_sports_dump. Again, because I ruined our regular Sports Dump address and no one can ever get that back again. And you can never get back this 13 and a half minutes. So we're even? I don't know. See you tomorrow. This was a Sports Dump. Bye.